Dear ones, with God's help this morning, I have desire to read out of the Old Testament from book of Isaiah, chapter 9, and read first 7 verses with God's help. In Pew Bible, that would be page number 768. Isaiah chapter 9, first 7 verses. Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation, when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea beyond Jordan in Galilee of the nations. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them the light shineth. Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. Nor thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise, and garment rolled in blood, but this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Let the Lord bless these few verses upon our hearts. Let us all bow. Dear brothers and sisters, our dear friends, and everyone who, with God's help, have been able to assemble this morning. As we all know, this day is celebrated throughout the world as the birth of Jesus Christ. We do not know exact date. We do not know exact time. We do not know the reason why people are celebrating this day. But we do know one thing. One thing we know, that he did come down to this earth. He was born. He lived life on this earth about 33 some years. That he was crucified on a cross of Golgotha. And he was resurrected 3 days later and ascended back to God, back to his Father after a short time. That's the thing we do know. And that's the thing I want to focus on this day. That I myself first, and each and every one of us, would reflect, what does Jesus Christ mean to me personally? We know, we read what he meant to be to this world. He meant to be a joy to this world. Goodwill to all men. He meant to be a wonderful counselor. We know that every important person in government, kings, presidents, and so forth, have their counselors, advisors. We have counselors all around us available to guide us, to advise us what to do, what not to do, whether it be in college, whether it be in school, whether it be at work. But we know that not all the advisors are going to be wonderful advisors. Jesus Christ is a counselor that is available to each and every one of us. We don't have to be a king to have a good advisor. We have a better advisor than most of the kings, as a matter of fact. The kings that will trust their advisors or counselors, that will help them with guiding of decision making to run the government, run the country of kingdom, and so forth. And today, a question for me is, what kind of counselor is Jesus Christ to me? Is he the one that I'm going to be looking forward to his advice each and every day of my life? Is he going to be someone I just celebrate in a certain season or certain way? My mind goes back to first book of Kings, chapter 22, I believe, where kings of Judah and Israel, Jehoshaphat and Ahab, got together, and they were going against the Syrian king that was going into a battle of Ramoth-Gilead. And as they got together, they were talking, and Jehoshaphat asked king of Israel to ask the Lord for his input, for his advice. So they gathered 400 prophets, I'm sorry, and they asked, what should we do? Should we go to the battle? And they said, yeah, go on. Jehoshaphat, however, it was not sitting well with him. Something didn't feel right. So he was asking if there was any other prophet that is of the Lord. And they said, there is one. Ahab said, there is one, but I hate him, because this prophet never gives me anything I want. He speaks always evil against me. So they did ask him, and he told him exactly what Lord told him, that the battle was the loss, that was the loss. First they warned him in a way that he would be careful what he tells king. And pretty much told him what kings is expecting to hear. And he told them that he should go. But then Jehoshaphat again didn't feel right. They asked him, tell us really what the Lord is telling you. So they did ask. They did have advisor. They did have 401 advisors. 400 of them told him what he wanted to hear, what was aligned with his ambitions, take over this battle and the land that they felt they should possess. But there was the one
that came from the Lord that he hated because he would not tell him what he wanted to hear. So, if the Jesus Christ is our counselor, do we fully and with our whole being trust where he's going to lead us, where he's going to guide us, what he's going to advise us about? Or are we going to listen to the false prophets of this world? And that is how our career should be built. What are our ambitions in the world? This world is going to tell us exactly what we want to hear. But if we turn, dear ones, our hearts, our ears to the Lord that we hold as a wonderful counselor, he's going to tell us what we need to hear. We might not like the message, but he knows exactly what is best for each and every one of us. And as I mentioned, we need to ask ourselves, is he really my counselor? Is he really who I want to listen to, or is he just someone who I go to when I really, really, really cannot do it on my own? Is he my Almighty God? Is he my everything? Is he the one that I worship about everything? Is he the one that I know that he can do everything? He's so powerful that there is nothing that can stand against him. Or again, am I going to count him as a backup plan? Help on demand. Only when I need you, Lord. I can do most of it myself. I got my ways. I know how to do things. But be there in case I can't do it on my own. And this is the dangerous human nature that we all have. That we trust what is proven, or at least what we can see, what is proven visibly to us, dear ones, that we trust what we can do, the way we can do it, and not lean on this, on his help. Is he the everlasting Father, a provider that we know, dear ones, that his love for us, his love for his creation, is going to always keep us near him, dependent on him? He's always give us what we need. And again, it might not be always what we want. It might not be what we think we need. Do we keep him around, dear ones, as Almighty God? As maybe Hebrew nation did, that they were expecting the king, the redeemer from Roman government, that maybe that's how they understood it in the prophecies. And this was what they were always living with oppression all the time. So we can just imagine the only thing they were asking, only thing they were needing in their eyes was a deliverer from the enemy. Do I get disappointed, as maybe Jewish people did, with what I get from him? He wasn't necessarily exactly what I expected. That he truly is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But he's not maybe the King of Kings I was imagining to have. The one that will free me from the enemy. Oh, he will free us from the enemy, but not the enemy maybe we are thinking. We cannot expect we start coming to church that our life is going to be miraculously somehow get better. We're gonna be relief from our addiction, from our vices, that we will prosper financially, that we will be healthy and so forth. This is not what this story is about, what this king is all about. And therefore questions, what do we see him as? Do I see him as a Prince of Peace when the peace is convenient? Maybe to some of us peace is not it's not interesting. Maybe it's a boring thing. Maybe we're looking for something that will pump up our adrenaline and that will have our blood boiling. Maybe we're not so interested in peace. What is Jesus Christ to me? Why am I so excited to have him as my Lord? Verse 7 says, of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. He came down to be our king, not the earthly king. He resisted when people wanted to force him to put him for a king. I believe in John chapter 6, it's talking about that. He had to disappear to avoid that. That's not why he came. He didn't come to free us from our carnal enemies. From our carnal desires, or better life, to provide a better life for me on this earth. In contrary, he did promise that they persecuted him, that they will persecute us as well. Are we able to accept him as he is? What he came to this earth? Loving servant that left no one behind. No one who was asking for help. No one who needed help. He's done so many miracles that books cannot contain it. He's done so many miracles amongst us, dear ones. And yes, He turned many of us from being cold stones into His servants. And He's able to do that with everyone, dear ones. He's able to do it. This is why He came, to serve us, to love us, to offer us a salvation. This is why we should be joyful. And this is why we should not ignore his call and his gifts to us. It's easy to just see what we want. It's easy to get confused, dear ones, with the reason why Jesus Christ came. He offered up for each and every one of us His life. His blood was shed for remissions of our sins. Do we value that enough that we will accept that gift, that we will offer our lives in service for Him, to help each other, to love each other, to uplift each other, to live for each other, and if necessary, give lives for each other, for my fellow man's, my brothers and sisters' salvation, for our children's salvation? What is Jesus Christ to us? What does that mean? Is this just something that we will be reminded of when the whole world celebrates? We cannot control what's happening around us. We can only hope and pray that it's bringing honor and glory to His name through all this. The reasons people celebrate, the reasons people will not work today or yesterday, is not known unto us. As all we can pray, all we can hope, is that His name is glorified through all this. What we can do, what we know, what Jesus Christ did for me, and what we can do is bring Him glory to His name through our lives, through our testimony, through our confession of Him, through our being light and salt to this dying world. And for all this, dear ones, we cannot do on our own. We need His help. We need submission to His help. And as we read, He's Almighty God. He will be with us. He will not leave us helpless. If we do desire to serve Him, we can serve Him. And the better we serve Him, the better we submit ourselves to Him, the better we will serve Him. And better we serve Him, we bring better glory to His name. So let us all reflect, dear ones, what is presented before us. How do we view this counselor? Is He really my King of Kings? Is He really all I need in my life? Is He my Lord at all? We can only answer these questions each other for ourselves. Dear souls outside of Christ, outside of fold of Christ, we hope and pray that one day Jesus Christ in your life is not only someone who will miraculously bring you out of, deliver you out of your enemy or better your life, but someone who will you serve with your whole heart. Someone who will be about everything in your life. Someone that you will cherish more than your family, more than everything on this world. We hope and pray that day comes soon, dear ones. And we hope and pray that all of us will be able to accept Him, live for Him, die for Him, and bring Him honor and glory with our lives. May the Lord bless these words upon our hearts. Amen.
I appreciate the question that Brother Michaud presented, and who is Jesus to you? And truly only you or I in the cockles of our hearts will be able to answer that truthfully, and God knows all things. But the answer to that question has a determining end, doesn't it? Because if He is your Lord and your Savior, you have a special relationship with this Jesus. But if He is just your Lord, then you're no different than the demons who believe. And if He is just your Savior, it's all feelings based. But if He is your Lord, where you offer your life as service to Him, and then your Savior also, that there is a oneness of faith, a communion that cannot be broken. See, He is our all. He is our everything. And I'm reminded in Isaiah 42, thus saith God the Lord, He that created the heavens and stretched them out, He that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, He that giveth bread unto the people upon it and spirit to them that walk. Isn't Jesus our bread? Didn't Jesus give us the Holy Spirit after His death on the cross? I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness. I will hold thine hand. I will keep thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord. That is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. What a powerful message of this Christ that came to this earth. To what? To unbind the bound, to free the prison, those that are shackled in sin, to offer the free gift of grace of salvation to you and to me, Gentiles, here, prophesied thousands of years ago. My friend, what more do you need? What more can be done than has been done already? So yes, this world celebrates this day in an incredibly materialistic way. But if there is a way that Jesus Christ's name would be lifted up even in this day among heathen, among unbelievers, may God's name be praised. But let us, who are to be lights to this world, show them who this Jesus is, what He came to earth for, that our lives would be an example of that. That we would show mercy, that we would show grace, and that we would be obedient to what was left for us and the calling of Jesus Christ, that we would emulate His life.